Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis is in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as he concludes a visit to the United States. VOA's Rob Raphael has our report.
Pope Francis rode by motorcade to the downtown Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where he celebrated Mass for some 1,600 people. In his homily, Francis said the future of the Catholic Church relies heavily on a more active role for lay Catholics, especially women.
Y tú, es significativo que estas palabras del anciano Papa
what about you?
Fueran dirigidas a una mujer laica.
It is significant that those words of the elderly Pope were also addressed to a laywoman. We know that the future of the Church in a rapidly changing society will call, and even now calls, for a much more active engagement on the part of the laity.
The pontiff ended his day with another trip in his Popemobile en route to the evening's major event, the Festival of Families. Robert Raphael, VOA News.
United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the United Nations to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and to make progress toward peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. ICC prosecutors said Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar al-Din. Prosecutors said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, their history, and religion. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso is freezing the assets of the leaders of the recent failed coup in which the president and prime minister were taken hostage just weeks before elections were scheduled to be held. State prosecutor Laurent Poda made the announcement, saying the move to apply to the coup leader, General Guibert Diendere, and 13 other individuals, as well as three political parties linked to the former president, Blaise Compaoré. The decision, which applied to financial and property assets as part of a crackdown against the coup leaders and their perceived supporters, and comes one day after the cabinet disbanded the elite presidential guard that staged the failed coup. Diendere said he regrets the coup. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. In his address to the Sustainable Development Committee and a summit at the United Nations, Xi said China will establish an international center to facilitate studies and exchanges by countries in relation to development and will propose creating a global energy internet to help meet the global power demand with clean alternatives. Xi also is scheduled to address the UN General Assembly's annual debate, which begins on Monday. Thousands more migrants, many from Syria and Iraq, streamed into Croatia on Saturday. The influx described by authorities as unprecedented. It came a day after Croatia lifted a border blockade with Serbia, ending a week-long standoff that severely strained relations between the two Balkan countries. Slovenia's Prime Minister, meanwhile, Miro Cerar, told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity, solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Officials expect the number of migrants arriving in Europe this year to reach at least 800,000. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama introduced a new campaign focusing on education for girls around the world at the Global Citizen Festival in New York City. Mrs. Obama asked the audience to tweet photos of themselves with the hashtag 62 million girls and say what you learned in school. She said the photos will show the power of education. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.